Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 8 p.m. on Tuesday, and I'm so glad that you guys could tune in with Rolling with the Diva. It's a great day. It's 4-9 on April 9th. This year is sort of kind of moving quickly, and I'm glad about that. So we are going to start today's show. Is about trust and when parents do not follow through, impacting relationships in the future. And I know that we all can relate to that in some way or another when somebody has told us something and they haven't followed through, or when your mom or your dad, when you were younger, told you something and didn't follow through, and you know, and then you went to them, and sometimes they made excuses, and sometimes they apologized. I've been there, done that with my son, especially my youngest son. And so today we're going to talk about forgiveness, how that impacts you, and how that impacted me as a child, especially with my dad, who everybody knows is Richard Williams and is the father of Venus and Serena, and they're my half-sisters, and how I related to that as a child and the impact it had on me. We're going to play a song, Loyalty, and we'll be right back.
3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I got
here.
I know it's all my fault.
My fault, my fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what is happening.
Nah.
And now it is what it is.
It is.
That's the way the dice
look, 3 a.m. stumbling, mind gone, I'm wondering. 5 strong, we loving it, milestone, we cover it. 3 a.m. by the juice spot, dreaming to get the coupe drop. They ain't making the group stop, pulling up like it's 2 stops. By the boondocks, chilling out cause the room hot. Getting high on the rooftop, never know when my dudes flop. Yeah, we got it here, pimp talk, we out of here. Hit me up, then we got it there, smoking right near Koala Bear. 3 a.m. in the studio, really it's nothing. Time I need another shorty, man, it's cheaper by the dozen. Told me he was your cousin, knew you was up to something. I knew it when I was hustling, I knew that you was nothing. Instantly got a jump and you text me off assumptions. I knew that you wasn't bluffing, that's why I'm no longer cuffing. And you ain't the one I'm loving. And you ain't the one I'm loving. I'm out.
3 o'clock in the morning,
3 a.m.
and I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I got
here.
I know it's all my fault.
My fault, my fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what is happening.
Nah.
And now it is what it,
it is.
That's the way the dice
look,
is rolled.
Look. I hate answering my phone for you. I don't need this shit no more. Knowing you ain't loyal. Shout out to Breezy. Screaming out, don't leave me. Relax and take it easy. Your old friends believe me. You just need the gestures. Always the best dresser. Shorty Dale, Vanessa. I'm just trying to get better. Know what time we can settle. When just vibe on our levels. Left me just hit the pedal and turn me into a rebel. But I gotta do, move how I gotta move. We was on one till you switched, called an audible. Your support is horrible, I'm straight like the honorable. My fault,
no, you vulnerable.
Situation is probable, she cold like a popsicle, it's easy for me. I'm wondering where we headed, girl, it's eager to see. See, I gotta go with the team and get with the team. Why you got a scheme, I'm just out grinding for my dreams and I'm out.
3 o'clock in the morning,
3 a.m.
and I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I got here. I know it's all my fault.
My fault, my fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what is happening.
Nah.
And now it is what it,
it is.
That's the way the dice is rolled.
All right, that was Loyalty. Just a reminder for everybody that the songs that you hear from indie artists, different indie artists, they are giving me permission to use their shows, their songs on my radio. So please, if you use them, please give credit back to them. All right, so we're going to go talk about when parents do not follow through, impacting relationships in the future. Excuse me. Hi, sorry, I'm rude. Okay, so I want to read you the first a Bible verse first, and it's from Ephesians 6. And it's going to basically start off our whole thing, because I really truly believe that at the end of the day, no matter the things that have happened to me, they have been lessons I've learned, and they have helped me to help my children, to help myself, and to help others. I am truly blessed to be able to do this radio show, because on this journey of my life, as I said on Sunday, I really want to be able to be a help to people in the world, and really want to be an instrument that people see that Jesus loves them no matter what, and that you can overcome your life. Yes, things have happened. So let's get into it. So my dad is Richard Williams. I'm the oldest sister of Venus and Serena Williams. We just share the same dad, different moms. My mom passed away in December, I think 1997, I think, something like that. But anyway, my mom was a good mom. She tried. She wasn't perfect. She had an omission. She did have some mental illness that later on, I can see, so after she was gone. But my dad left. He divorced my mom. He was having an affair, and he went on. And I remember the one thing about the reason I did this topic, because I was just talking on texting somebody who keeps flaking on me on certain things, and it just really gets on my nerves. And then I was thinking about the topic of parenting as I'm coming out with my story about when parents don't follow through, and can that impact their children? Yes, it can. It can really impact their child, because sometimes if the child's not taught that things happen, disappointments will happen, but how to overcome and how to forgive, you can hold on to those things for life. Let me read you this Bible verse. It's Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents because you're Christians. This is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother, that everything may go well for you and you may have a long life on earth. This is an important commandment with a promise. Fathers, don't make your children bitter about life. Instead, bring them in discipline and instructions. And I'm just going to read a little further. And it says, let me see. I like this part about masters, treat your slaves with respect. Don't threaten a slave. You know that there is one master in heaven with authority over both of you, and he does not play favors. I just like that verse. Because I think that's a verse telling us all, to whoever we have authority over us, we should be, or has authority over us, needs to be mind their manners. All right. And I like this part. And this is something we should always teach our child. Finally, receive your power from the Lord, from his mighty strength. Put on all the armor that God supplies. And this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategies. And I believe the devil's strategy is to break apart the family, to leave kids broken, to leave family broken, and to leave young kids like me when I was a kid when my dad left, to believe that I'm unlovable, I'm not worthy of anything. As the verse continues, this is not wrestling match against a human opponent. We're wrestling with rulers, authorities, the powers that govern the world of darkness, and spiritual forces that control evil in the heavenly world. For this reason, take up all the armor that God supplies, then you'll be able to take a stand during these evil days. Once you have overcome all obstacles, you will be able to stand your ground. So then take your stand, fasten your truth around your waist. This is a belt of truth. We've talked about this in an earlier references of my podcast. Put on God's approval as your breastplate. Put on your shoes that you're ready to spread the good news that gives peace. And that's what I'm trying to do now at turning 55. I just want people to know no matter what happens to you, no matter what you're going through, that God is with you.
I know some people say, oh, I'm just happy, and I'm not happy, I'm joyful, because happiness can change. But I'm so joyful for every day, and that's not a fake. Believe me, a few minutes ago, I was very upset with that person, and I was almost going to get to me, but then I had to regroup and ask God to help me, because you know what? It's hard, and I have to stand firm with God, because I can't be angry at one point and blah, 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 doing all kinds of things and not spreading the good news. People, I know you're hurting. If it's not from a father, it could be from a mother. It could be from a sister or a brother or somebody as an adult that hurt you and gave you trust in them and they broke it. But you know what, people? You can't hold on to all that. You have to let it go, because as I'm going to read you in some 1 Corinthians 13:4-13, we're going to talk about that. But you have to have the faith in God. Yeah, or higher power, because again, that I have learned, when I'm trying to depend only on myself and I got it covered and I can do this and I don't need anybody, everything just falls apart. But when I stop and say, God, take this, take care of it, and help this, He does. I'm going to give you a free example in real life. I have been able to forgive my ex-husband totally. From things that happened in our past and previous marriage, and I let him see his kids unconditionally whenever he wants. He even can come here to the house. God will be my protector and savior, and not let anything harm me or hurt me. But one of the things that I've been able to do is pray for positive things to go on in his life. He still needs to deal with himself. He does say he believes in God, but sometimes, as we all do, we have our moments. But I was able to pray for him that God would help him pass his medical test, because at first he didn't pass it because they discovered he had diabetes. And, you know, got to control your eating, exercise, but he has to be on medicine. So he took the test last Friday. Monday he went to a doctor. They were able to clear him, and he was able to get back on the road. God answered my prayers. And I really just said, God, please, I really can't go through any more job losses with him. We have two kids we're trying to continue to raise as young adults, and we do need this financial stability for them. And God just really just ran through. He didn't take 10 years. He didn't take 10 days. He took within hours to make this happen. And sometimes God's answer is not immediate. Sometimes God's answer is no. But what I'm telling you is, what I have learned through my sons, that you have to, oops, I had called up Google. You have to be able to forgive, because you don't want your children to have negative reactions with their parents that was going on. Because some of the things my husband wasn't able to follow through was on his own accord with my youngest son. But with encouragement from me, from God, my son has been able to start to rebuild that relationship. And yes, my son does remember some of the things that both my ex-husband and I have not followed through with him, sometimes sacrificing him to make sure that the older one played tennis, which that's a whole other story, and don't do that in life. So I just want to tell you that and finish on with the, I'm going to restart the breastplate of God. So then take your stand. Fasten truth around your waist like a belt. Put on God's approval as your best breastplate. Put on your shoes so that you're ready to spread the good news against peace. In addition to all these, take faith as your shield. With it, you put all the flaming arrows of the evil one you put out. Also, take salvation as your helmet, and God's word is a sword that Spirit supplies. Pray in the Spirit in every situation. Use every kind of prayer and request there is. For the same reason, be alert, use every kind of effort, and make every kind of request for all God's people. Also, give the words that God will give you the right words to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for people who are listening, who will listen to this podcast on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, and on other stations such as Elation Radio. Thank you for the sponsor of Elation Radio with Kimmy Kim. Praying for her, she's 2 years to go through her cancer. She's almost finished with chemo. And Lord, if it's possible, and it's your will, please let at the end of the chemo to just be the end so she doesn't have to do radiation. Lord, we believe you're a strong, giving God, and you know what you can and what you will not allow. give Kimmy the strength as she continues to do Relations Radio, raise her children by herself, and continue her faith in you. I pray for all the people, as I said, that are listening. I pray for my sons. I pray for my family, and I pray, Lord, that you would touch this radio station and that people would be able to see it, sponsors and other ones like it, so that we can get the word out and spread it throughout the nations. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, people. So as I was saying, we know about my dad, about him leaving, but let me tell you the story. So my dad, when he was leaving my mom, he said, I said, Dad, where are you going? He said, I'm going to go get a bite. I'm opening up a thermos of water that I keep in my room, an ice cooler. Hold on. Okay. So he said, I'm going to get you a bite. Okay, and I'll be back. Before, I think my dad is still searching for that bite, and he never came back. So as my friend Falante says, what about that bite? You know, I still joke about it, but there was a time in my life where I was very angry that my dad never came back with the bike, because I was literally waiting for that bike. I wanted that bike. I wanted the little like ribbons that hung from it, the little horn, the basket, and to be able to learn to ride the bike. But it didn't happen. I became resentful, bitter, angry, and I was only 8 years old. But I had to keep it together because I had my mom, who you really couldn't show feelings in the family because she was trying to deal with the mess. But I just sort of kind of kept it in. You know, I became even more angrier when we didn't have the things that other kids have. And I just kept remembering that bike, everything became that bike. If my dad would just come back, I'd have the bike. If my dad would just come back, we'd be okay. If my dad, but I finally had to realize, in my early 20s probably, it's never going to happen because I had the opportunity to meet my dad. And my running joke was, Dad, did you find that bike? Of course, he didn't find that funny, but he never did respond about the bike. He never did apologize. So how did that impact me? Well, to tell you the truth, for a long, long, long time, I didn't realize it. I was looking for a man that represented my dad. But I was looking for a negative dad, like my dad, and never realized it until one day it turned around and I realized I need a heavenly father that's in heaven that died for my sin that can help me. That's a whole nother podcast that will be coming up, but back to the bike. So with the bike, I learned that if people follow through and give me things, then they're good trustworthy people. If they don't, then they're not trustworthy. That's not true, because you could give somebody something and still not be trustworthy, you know, vice versa. Satan will tempt us with things and then get us in his clutches and then take those away, and we just have to keep going after something else. There's always that proverbial piece of cake that just keeps coming and going, and you're trying to get it, or the string you're trying to, that never has an ending, because you just have to keep pulling it and pulling it. So I just thought that was an interesting concept and story. But I want to talk to you about three Bible stories that I found. I wanted to remind you guys that the Ephesians 6 that I read, it came from BibleGateway.com. I love Bible Gateway because you can pull it up on your phone. It has different versions of the Bible on it, whether you have a New King James Version, an NIV, which is New International Version, so on. NSB, different versions of the Bible, just so that you guys know that wasn't mine. All right, let's go talk to three Bible stories about being truthful for kids. I like this because what I was saying earlier is that we have to teach our kids about disappointment. My mom, bless her soul, she didn't really know about disappointment because she was trying to complete a circle in her life. Her parents had died early. Nobody really taught her that, so she couldn't teach me that. But I have been able to teach my son. But I want to talk, before I talk about that, I want to talk to you guys about the short stories. Hold on a second as I pull them up. My goodness, trying to pull them up, and then, okay. This is from jellykelly.com, and the website is called Jelly Telly Parents. honestly, seems like a pretty literal issue to teach kids. Something is usually either a lie or not a lie. It's just, and for us, just that simple. I know we say there's a white lie, and I'm going to be honest, I've been to people's houses and their food was icky, but the thought that they invited me over and cooked for me, I'll just say it was different, you know. I don't want to hurt their feelings. It's not a murky issue in the Bible either, which is full of stories of people being killed on the spot for lying, Ananias and Sapphira, Achan, to name a few. The Bible also makes it very clear that the ninth commandment throughout the letters of Paul and a Proverbs that lying is an affront to God. And I have lied even as an adult. I have told stories that were better about where I lived and what I drove and who I dated because I didn't want anybody to see me as like a loser or anything. But I learned later on, I felt like a loser anyway telling those lies. But how do we show our kids examples from the Bible that won't scare them, like the stories of Ananias and Sapphira? How can we show them how much God loves truth, that indeed God is truth, and encourage them to live truthful, faithful lives? Here are three Bible stories and passages to help teach your kids about honesty. And the reason I'm telling you this is because as a child, like I said, my mom couldn't, because she was so upset with my dad, couldn't sit down and tell me that, you know what, sometimes people tell stories, but we have to forgive them. And we didn't, we believed in God because my mom told us about, we were Jehovah's Witnesses at first, later on became Christian. So I always knew there was a God, and so did my brothers and sisters. But my mom did not sit down and tell us, well, this is what the Bible says versus this is what sometimes humans do. And one thing that I learned later in life, and basically in my 40s, people are human. Why I didn't see that the first 40 years, right? People are human. And we all have a different story, a different path we're going. And sometimes the paths are positive, and sometimes the paths are not. My dad was always going in a different path than I was going. He had a dream to raise kids that were super athletes, and I'll give him that. Venus and Serena are great athletes. They're awesome young ladies. No, I have not met them. I will not tell that lie. No, I have not conversed, and I will not tell that lie. I wish we could meet as sisters in a place that's calm. It's just us, and we talk. But that that is something that will have to occur at God's timing. But one of the things I know is my mom said stories about my dad, and my dad said stories about my mom, but that's not the point. The point is my mom, when she was when I was younger, when we were growing up, and I would ask her things, she says, yeah, I'll get that, I'll get you. Later on for Christmas, and Christmas came, and Christmas went, and Christmas came, and Christmas went, my birthday came, and my birthday went, and I didn't get those things. My mom just always, it was always just a thing to say. My mom didn't want to say, I couldn't afford it, I don't have the money, or you're just not getting that. And sometimes as parents, we do that because we want kids to get off of our backs. But that's not a good thing, because in the end, the habits we teach our children can impact us later in life as adults, impact them. And those habits can be taken to work, jobs, and relationships. And I know for me, I had relationships where I didn't always tell the truth with friends, families. And I know for me, it didn't help me. So let's get into these stories. And this is the story of Zacchaeus, Luke 19:1-10. Everybody knows about this Zacchaeus. There was a little man who climbed up the sycamore tree. But Zacchaeus' story has an important lesson about honesty. Zacchaeus was a tax collector known for how rich he had become, likely by being dishonest and keeping some tax money for himself. That sounds like the government and everybody else. I'm sorry, that's not funny, but we know. You get it. But one day, Jesus came to Zacchaeus' town, and Zacchaeus had the chance to meet him. In fact, Jesus went to his house. What Zacchaeus did next was amazing. He told Jesus that he would give half of his possessions to the poor, and that he would pay people back four times what he had cheated them. Not only does Zacchaeus see his errors, but he has a total change of heart. He no longer wanted to live a dishonest life, but an honest one, because he came to know and believe in Jesus. And how do you come to know and believe in Jesus? You admit you're a sinner, admit that you need a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ who died for our sins. I'll suggest you read John 3:16, for he came to save. That would be a great one to read. You can read the rest. But just admit you need a Savior and ask him to come into your life. As simple as that. In contact with our group, Charu. Talk to a friend who believes in Jesus or a higher power. Remember, you cannot just depend on yourself. When you start to depend on yourself, then you're a little Zacchaeus.
Right.
Like that. We're going to play a song and we'll be right back. And this song is Jehovah. Jehovah. God loves us so much. Okay, we're going to read the story about Ananias and Sapphira. Sapphira out of Acts 5, 1 through 11. The story of Ananias and Sapphira is not a fun one. Ananias and Sapphira were a married couple who sold their land and gave their proceeds to the disciples, only they didn't give all the money. Peter said it was all the money that, when in fact they had saved some back for themselves. When Peter confronted them, they died. When sudden death seems like a very harsh punishment for lying, it shows us how much God hates dishonesty. Tread lightly as you have a conversation about this story with your kids, perhaps reserving it only for older kids. And this is from Jelly Telly Pan. But as adults, I think that one thing I want to say for that is when kids are divorced, like my parents were divorced, and my dad, the very few times that he showed up, he kept saying he'll follow through. That's lying, and you can feel like death to your child because they don't get that, and then they get a self-esteem problem. At least I did. I got a self-esteem problem, had an issue with myself when I was trying to overcome. We have to really, really work with our kids with that. That, you know what? Forgive that person and love them where they are. Okay, I'm going to read you the Bible verse that has helped me throughout my life. And it has really gotten me to this point now in 54 where I want to tell my story to help other people, especially women out there that are struggling with life that, and maybe not struggling, but just need a word of encouragement to say, hey, you're doing great. You're here. You're doing that mom thing. You're doing that working thing. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are more than enough. You're talented. You're gifted. And you mean the most to people you know, and to your family, and to the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, this is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trust, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, which is part, disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away the childhood behind me. For now, we are only a reflection in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part that I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is love. I hope from those 13 verses you're able to see that love covers a multitude of sins. The only sin that is unforgivable is a continued denial of the Lord Jesus Christ and the prompting of the Holy Spirit for you to know him. But other than that, you can even be forgiven of that. I want you guys to know that I am so grateful. I'm looking at my dog who just keeps looking at me. He's doing something bad. Sit down, doggy. I just want you guys to know I'm so grateful for God allowing me to look back on my life as a child and be so grateful for the moments that taught me, even at that time, the kind of person I wanted to be. I grew up wanting to be a person that kept my word to people, sometimes over trying to please people, and that's a whole nother story, but just being honest. And believe me, I've had to work on that daily. I've had to work on that all my life. None of us are perfect. But you know what? The perfection is in Jesus and in him making us whole. So how does that go along with the thing that we're talking about today when parents do not follow through impacting relationships in the future? It's learning as a child. And if you don't know that as a child, that it's learning that things happen. People are not perfect. But we can forgive them because forgiveness is not for them, it's for us. And I have learned that forgiveness is not for my dad, it's for me. I love my dad, Richard Williams, and I hope one day that we'll be able to reconcile, have lunch, buy a bike, maybe buy three bikes, and just be a father and daughter. It will not be perfect because time has, you know what, but having a relationship that I can still be proud of, but I do call him my dad. I don't call him my father because that's reserved for one and only one person, and that's my Father God in heaven, who has kept me and who has saved me from many situations and has been there day and night and carried me when I wasn't strong enough to carry myself. So I just want to remind you guys that you can trust. Sometimes, and this is one thing I learned, we look to find that perfect person that'll fulfill our needs and won't ever lie to us. That's not going to happen. But when we look to God, he will overcome those hurts, rip off the Band-Aid, dig out the hurt, the dirt, cast out the Satan part, and leave us with God. Just want you guys to know that. Now, here, I like this Bible examples of good parenting, okay? And actually, it's going to be what are some of the best and worst examples of parenting in the Bible. I really want to share this with you guys. I thought it was interesting. My computer tab is having issues, so I hope that you guys can still hear me, but I'm going to move this over. I still like the days when we had the mouse. I'm working on a thing on a computer without a mouse. That doesn't have a mouse on it, so that's a little hard for me. I want to remind you guys that in any area, there's 211 in any area of the United States that you can call for domestic violence, for low-income housing, for to find maybe medical, dental. Those are 211. Also for shelters for the homeless, just so you guys know, okay? Just want you to know that. Also, if you are suicidal and cannot hold on, please call 211. I'm looking at the some of the... Okay, so this one is from KansasCity.com. It just tells us a little bit. I like this. Among the worst examples of parenting in the Bible are Eli sacrificing one's family for work, Isaac and Rebecca playing favorites among their children. And let me tell you that that's what I was trying to remember. Was I did that, especially with my younger son. My older son was playing tennis, and I wanted my younger son to play too to make the sport make it convenient for us so he could play the same sport so we wouldn't have to, you know, go around town. But I learned that sacrificing my son and favoring my older one, and we always make sure he went to the tournaments, he had activities. We would even sometimes low budget the toys that we gave the younger one and made excuses for not paying. So let's not do that. That can make a child have trust issues and with their parents too, and how that they see people in the future. Lot pimping his daughters, okay, and as the worst parent, as the thing says, would be in Matthew. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe me to sin will be, you can leave the rest. So directly provoking your child to sin, potentially wrongdoing, can serve them for life and condemn them. Discouragement and despair. I didn't have a lot of encouragement from my dad. And the times that I did talk to him wasn't very encouraging, and I didn't feel very good. So, again, just remember the impact that as we teach our children early in life impacts them. Whether you're married or divorced, you can both come together and help your child. And that's one thing. My children, child, as I've gotten older, and especially now, okay, and then some of the good parents. Sorry, I apologize. We're not supposed to say sorry on him, but who says we're not supposed to say sorry on him? And then some of the good parents, Isaac, or actually Abraham. And then we're going to read one more thing. Here's one thing that I liked, and I read on divorced parents often feel guilty, which can make them fall into a trap of giving too easily to their children. This means it's not fair to the ex or your child, although they may not see it that way, if you don't make him or her belong with the visitation order. So basically, if you're not giving to your child and say you're withholding from your child because you're trying to punish the wife or vice versa, you're impacting a child. Later on, they're going to, in the future, as I grew up, I realized I always thought it was my mom, but it was my dad who was withholding. They're going to resent you in life. And you know what, parents? Nobody's perfect. And this is not a message to condemn or hurt anyone. It's a message to remind us that things that we do as a child grows can impact us in the future. So, and that's why Jesus knew, as Easter comes, he knew ahead of time that we would be impacted by our sins, because the ultimate letting down of parent was Adam and Eve when they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, because they are considered our mother and father of all times of the Bible. So then now we go forward, and Jesus has to come and complete the Old Testament and die for all of our sins. So if you don't know the Easter story, tune in on Sunday and I'll read that to you. And thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you for taking your time. If you need prayer, please contact me at cvwtdiva@gmail.com, or you can click on the link on the story, and I think it'll allow you to send me a message. You can reach me on Facebook at Sabrina, and then in the middle of Diva, and then Williams. Have a great day. Peace out. And we're just going to go out with just a few seconds of the song. I always like to leave with a song.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your
3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I died. I know it's all my fault.
My fault, my fault.
I can't regret what I did.
Nah.
Or question what is happening.
Nah.
And now it is what it is. That's the way the dice
look,
is rolled.
Look,